back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. And we're going to get right back into the show. But first, some breaking news for you, everybody. Yeah. And this is going to make Los Angeles Laker fans very, very happy. And it has sort of a dual effect. It's also going to make Boston Celtics fans very happy. Boston Celtics and L.A. Lakers fans both will be cheering in the streets tomorrow morning when they hear this news. And the news? That's right. The Detroit Pistons have just signed a brand new center. Somebody screwed up. And they just hired Kwame Brown.
Jesus Christ.
To be their center. One of the worst basketball players in the NBA. A guy who should be on the practice squad in Memphis. And yet he has been traded and will be playing, or signed. I guess he was a free agent. He was signed by the Detroit Pistons. 2 years of hell for people living in the Motor City. We've experienced it. The Washington Wizards got a taste of it. Memphis got a little bite of this guy, and now he's off to the Motor City to try to depress that crowd. And this guy screwed up, man. He had one of the greatest agents and the greatest agency behind him, and he was making, in 2001, he made $3 million, $3.6 million with the Wizards. Then he made $3.9 million with the Wizards, and then $4.2 and then $5.3 million with the Washington Wizards in 2004-2005. Traded to Lakers, made $7.5 million, 2005-2006. 06-07, made $8.2 million. And last year, made $9 million. $9 million. He's made $42 million in the NBA so far. And that salary's coming down, boys, from $9 million to $4 million. He's taken a massive hit. And he will show everybody in Motor City how not to win a championship over the next 2 years. So, Detroit, you won't have to worry about them coming out of the East for 2 years. 2 years of misery with this guy, Kwame Brown. The Lakers had him for 2 years and felt the sting. The Wizards, he practically put them out of business. And now he's going up to destroy that Motor City, man. Look at that. Well, congratulations, Detroit, for making perhaps the dumbest move in basketball, or at least in recent memory. All right, Gina Grad was talking about how Batman scared the hell out of her. And it got me thinking about the movies that scared the hell out of me. And I saw a couple of these when I was bombed. And one of the movies that I remember being particularly freaked out about when I was younger, I saw this, was the movie called The Fog. And I don't know if anybody's seen that, but it was a great movie. But another one that got me crazy was The Shining, back in 1980. I saw this movie. I think I was 16 years old. Let me see, 17 years old. Yeah, something like that. You guys can do the math. I was born in 63. So 17 years old, 16, 17-ish. And I remember enjoying myself, having a couple of hits, and going to see The Shining, and I could not sleep for about 3 or 4 nights after that. I constantly kept hearing, you know, Jack Nicholson's voice, and, you know, here's Johnny. I couldn't sleep after watching that movie. Another one is 1973. I was only 10 years old, and something, I don't know how this happened, but a friend of mine was having a party, and it was like a sleepover. You know, back when you were 10 years old, you had sleepovers. I guess they still do that at 10, right? Is 10 young for a sleepover nowadays? No? Okay.
I think you can still sleep over at 10.
Sleep over at 10. All right. Well, he had a sleepover, and one of my friend's fathers, I think, worked on the movie or something. He had like a video cassette of it. Back then, you know, rarely you had a video cassette of a movie like this, and it was The Exorcist. And when that movie came out, I saw that with a bunch of friends, and I remember being at this chick's house watching it, and I was only 10 or 11 years old, and had to call my mom like a real puss and have her pick me up. And it was my dad, my mom, or dad. I remember somebody from the house had to come pick me up because I was flipped out by this movie. That's a real puss. 10 years old, I couldn't handle it. Set sort of a level of craziness for my Port Tolan, Birmingham high years. Hey, yeah, that's the kid who couldn't get through Exorcist. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I wasn't even high or drunk then. I was 10. The Texas Chainsaw Massacre the next year also made me a little crazy. And Silence of the Lambs. Now, Silence of the Lambs I saw when I was, probably not sober. And the first movie I saw where they actually showed, you know, real close-ups that I, at least I remember, of autopsies. And showing, like, you know, the bugs in the body and the, you know, the guy making lamps and, you know, furniture out of skin and stuff. And it was just, it got me crazy. But the movies that you remember that freaked you out when you were a kid or perhaps nowadays, like Gina Grad, Freaked Out by Batman, the Dark Knight, look at that. Movies that you remember that freaked your asses out. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Now, a lot of people were flipped out by Jaws. And I think my dad and my mom, my dad was particularly flipped out by Jaws. And I think they came out like in 74, 75, 76, somewhere around there. And it was the first movie, I think, in Sensoround. Remember that Sensoround or Sensor Sound, whatever that was? The Towering Inferno and Jaws. And when Jaws came out, it was in the summer and nobody was going in the water. And everybody remembers this movie. If you're stoned right now, this might even still freak you out. All right. I also remember Rosemary's Baby. I was like a child when this movie came out in the late 60s. But I saw it probably when I was 10 or so, and that flipped me out pretty good. And then the movie that I saw in the brand new Town and Country movie theaters when they were just built back in, I don't know, the early 80s. Must have been 81. I don't know if I was in high school. Maybe 81, 82. The Thing by John Carpenter. That flipped me out as well. So, and, you know, when that baby was cruising through, you know, the sewer system, that was, that really flipped me out. All right, the movies that just, you saw it and you can still remember them making you crazy. Let's talk to a Sal in Garden Grove. You're on 97.1. How you doing?
Hey, Timmy, what's going on,
hey,
brother?
Hey, how you, dude?
You know, just chilling.
All right.
A while ago, I saw a movie, a couple of years ago, I saw a movie come out called Arachnophobia.
Oh, with the spiders?
I'm not scared of anything. I'm not trying to say I'm a tough guy or anything. You know, I've gone to, like, some of the toughest gang neighborhoods and everything. I'm not afraid of gangsters, but I'm still afraid of spiders. I still am. Little ones, big ones, and it's because of that movie. Because it's real.
Yeah, John spiders Goodman was in that, I believe.
Yeah, Freddy Krueger is not real. Jaws is not kind of real, but spiders, right, they're real, and they're everywhere.
And that flipped you out when you like got back to your place?
Yeah, it flipped me out just even like getting up. I mean, throughout the whole movie, I'm thinking something's on me. I mean, but it's just my arm hair. It's not something touching me. It's just my arm hair touching me. You know what I mean?
Great.
I can't even scratch myself, you know, down there because.
Conversely, when you hear a gunshot in your neighborhood, you probably think nothing of it.
No, I don't. My mom lives out in Norwalk in the middle of, like, the craziest neighborhood in the world, and I'm straight with that. I just can't deal with spiders.
That's classic.
I can't deal with spiders.
Excellent, Sal. We thank you for calling, buddy. That's great. Yeah, I don't mind gang members. It's just the spider movie, man. Knocked me out. Let's talk to David in Culver City. You're on 97.1.
Hey, how's it going?
All right, what's up with you, dude?
Yeah. Reminds me of the original Demon Seed from 77. That was one of those movies that, hello?
Yeah, you're on.
Oh, yeah, because it's about this supercomputer that becomes self-aware, wants to have a child. So it traps the wife of its creator in the computer-controlled house, and then makes her pregnant. Women are more creeped out by this film. There's a real creepiness to it. Not really scary, but more creepy than scary.
Yeah. No, I never saw that movie, but I can imagine that flip you out. And, there's a lot of movies that give you nightmares. I had nightmares after I saw The Fog for some time. And I can't remember what year that was, but it was I was actually pretty young. I think it was in the late 70s when The Fog came out. Hey, Randy, can you look that up? What year did The Fog come out, the movie The Fog? Let's talk to George and Ventura. You're on 97.1. How are you, sir?
Yeah, back in about the middle 70s or maybe early 70s, there was a movie called The Night of the Living Dead. And it was in a black and white movie, and this drive-in theater where I used to live in Warren Out, Ohio, they would play that at least once a year for people want to come and back and see it, year after year. Night of the Living Dead, it was in black and white, and people walk around and they're all, like zombies, and it was
Wait,
in black and white.
59. Oh, so you saw it when it came out.
Yeah, and I used to hang out at this guy's drive-in theater, and every year he would play it, and people would come to see it because it was just that type of, like I said, black and white, creepy movie. But, man, it was just, hair-raising.
Yeah, for some reason, the movies back in, in the 60s that were in black and white, those seemed to be scarier than the ones in color for some reason.
Oh, it was something.
Do you have nightmares about it?
Not that much, no. I think it came out, I don't know what year it came out, either the first part of the 70s or something like that, because I remember he used to play that every year.
That was late 60s, I think it came out.
Yeah, it could be. That could be right, yeah. But anyway, just thought I brought that up.
Thanks, my brother. Thanks for calling. All right, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Movies that absolutely freaked you out. Gina Grad was flipped out by Batman, The Dark Knight, and just had to get out of it and start calling people and, reconnecting with society. Flipped out. What is this?
Oh, more creepy Batman music. Just to scare
Randy,
the crap out of
Randy, stop.
Gina.
Seriously.
That's classic, man.
Randy, it's all funny until I'm calling you people at 3 in the morning. Stop.
Why so serious, Gina?
Randy,
why
stop!
Are you so serious?
Stop bothering your sister.
Tim, I'm going to take
like
a break.
Father
I got to walk.
Here. All right, get ahead. Jason and Winnetka, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hi, Mr. Conway.
Hey.
How good? I was just a little kid. I think it was 7 or 8, but the movie It's Alive, and then they did a sequel, It Lives Again, with baby monsters.
Yeah.
And the second one, it was a new couple, but she had triplets. And hearing those things crying like a baby, and then you hear it snort, snarl, and grunt, and scream, it just, I had to hide behind the couch.
I remember the poster even freaked me out, because if you remember the poster for that, it was, they had a baby carriage on it that looked like it was on fire.
Yeah, it was just the carriage with the little claw hanging out of it.
Yeah.
And then the second one, it had the birthday cake with the claw print on it.
Yeah, how old were you when you saw it?
I think the first one came at, 77, 78, 76. I was like 6 or 7. I'm 37 now, so that thing really freaked me out. Little Jarvis babies with the veins sticking out of their heads, and they had the fangs and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Just hearing a baby like that screaming and crying, and every time I hear it, I jump at that, it just creeps me out big time. So
yeah, that's a great movie to rent.
Yeah, I have
alive.
The triple feature on DVD. They have all three. The third one where they're on the island, It Lives Again 3, Island of the Alive. So,
yeah.
But
anyway, thank you for calling. Randy, we're talking about scary movies. What flipped you out about Brokeback Mountain?
I don't know, Tim. It was just these guys went up into the mountains, and the guy didn't want to quit the other guy, and it was just creepy. I mean, it was two guys. There's something real scary about
wow.
that. Two guys up in the mountains. It's not natural. It's not normal.
Jesus Christ. All right, the movie that flipped you out, man, when you were a kid or perhaps recently, like Gina Grad, flipped out by Batman, the Dark Knight, right? That's what it's called, right? The Dark Knight?
The Dark Knight.
Yeah. Let's talk to Tony in La Habra. You're on 97.1.
How you doing, Babu?
Hey, how are you?
I'm pretty good.
Nice.
The movie that scared me was The Fly. I can't remember which year it was, but
yeah, Jeff Goldblum was in that.
Yeah, that really got to me.
And Gina Davis. Yeah, that that was. I think obviously it was a remake, but that was an amazing remake of that movie.
Right.
Yeah, and I remember seeing that. I saw that it came out in the mid '80s, and I remember seeing that at the movies of Tarzana. Right off of, it's not there anymore. They can put a shopping center there. But it was right off Reseda and Ventura. And it's amazing when you see a movie that flips you out, you know, you can still remember where you saw it. You know, sort of relive that whole experience. That's why I got to rent The Fog again. Because that was like devastating. That was a movie that, did you ever see that movie, The Fog?
I've seen it.
It was so creepy in the you know, because this is how freaked out I was. I saw it in Town and Country, right there off near Balboa and Ventura. And I remember watching this movie, and we left, and it was a late showing. We left, and I swear to God, we get outside, and it's foggy. And everybody was flipped out. Like, you know, this is it. This is going to be it. And we had to, you know, ride our bikes home in the fog. It was one of the scariest nights of my life. Let's talk to Cooper on the 91. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, what's up with you, dude?
Oh, it's all good. Oh, The Exorcist, I've never, ever made it through that movie, ever.
You still can't do it?
No, and I'm 39 years old. I've never made it through that movie.
Wow.
Ever.
How often do you try?
If it comes on TV and my wife's like, oh, it's The Exorcist, I just turn that, or I'll go upstairs. See ya. Gotta go. So, and then the other one is I used to work in a prison, and I could kind of go in early, and I could catch a movie before I had to actually report to work. So,
well, you saw the movie in prison?
No. I used to work in a prison.
Oh, I see. Right.
And I used to be able to catch movies before I went in, and I saw Event Horizon with Fishburne, and I can't watch that movie again either.
Oh, Lawrence Fishburne.
Yeah, Lawrence Fishburne and the guy from Jurassic Park. I can't think what his name is.
What's that movie about?
It's about a spaceship that goes out and comes back and it's alive or something. Went to hell and came back with something in it. And yeah. I can't watch that.
And
one
you still can't watch it, huh?
I can't watch that. I watched it one time and I said that's enough.
Yeah. All right, buddy. Thank you for calling. You know what I'd like to do every once in a while is you know, when my wife and my kid are out of town. Is, you know, you get buzzed and you put one of these movies on, you shut all the lights off and you freak yourself out. And it doesn't take much, but when you do that, it's it really sort of sticks with you for a while. It really is sort of a, you know, and I don't know why people do that. And I don't even know why I do it, but I torture myself doing that. You know, I know it's going to scare the S out of me. I know that it, you know, all of a sudden you start hearing noises after that. You try to fall asleep and you hear noises, and you know it's just, you know, the cats. You know it's just somebody breaking your house trying to kill you, and you just you flip yourself out. Do you ever do that, Grad? You flip yourself out on purpose?
I do it every night. It's not hard in Echo Park, Tim.
All right, the movie that made you effing crazy. Let's talk to Dana in Huntington Beach. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
When a Stranger Calls, I don't know if it was a made-for-TV movie or in the movie theater, but they had a line, have you checked the children lately? And it was right when I was beginning to babysit.
Oh, so, is that when they said the call was coming from upstairs?
Yeah, they were calling from upstairs in the house, and then they would keep calling, asking if they checked the children, and then I think I was like 11 or 12, so that just would freak me out.
Yeah, I remember, I didn't see that movie, but I remember watching that scene somewhere, and I couldn't imagine. Especially if you're babysitting, watching that movie.
Yeah, and your friend.
And all of a sudden, you know, you watch this movie, and you know the phone rings, and nobody answers it, and all of a sudden you see, you know, have you checked the children lately? And then they trace the phone call, and it's coming from upstairs.
Yeah.
And if you're, I bet anything, there were actually kids babysitting other kids when they saw this movie for the first time, and they look at the stairs, and they're like, they probably just S their pants.
Absolutely.
You know, do I go upstairs or not?
Right. So that's another movie.
Thank you, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great movie, When a Stranger Calls. Again, I haven't seen it, but I've heard that people flip out. Have you seen that movie?
I've seen it, and I have watched it babysitting. And she's like, hello? And you just hear, have you checked the children? And then the cop goes, the call is coming from inside the house. house.
Jesus Christ. Flipping people out, man. Let's talk to Chris in Cypress. You're on 97.1.
How you doing, Timmy?
Good. How you?
Yeah, not too bad. Just getting off work, have myself a bowl, and go inside and go to bed.
Well, that's it? Well, there he goes. John in Riverside, you're on 97.1.
Hey there, Tim. Hey. All right, man. So here's, I got this for you. So I was 8 years old. I'm what, 28 now. 8 years old, I was at the babysitter's house. I don't know what the hell she was thinking. And she showed all of us kids the movie Poltergeist. I couldn't tell you what the hell the movie was about, but I remember walking out the door going, Dad, that was a scary movie. Dad, that was a really scary movie, Dad.
Wait, how old were you?
I was 8.
Jesus Christ, man.
20 years, man, and I still remember freaking out. I still haven't watched the movie.
You still can't watch it?
No way, man. I was 8 years old. I had nightmares for months.
Nah, you got to get back in there, dude. Get out of here.
Hey, Tim.
Yes, ma'am.
They're here.
Didn't everybody die in that movie? Like the kids died?
Yeah, after the movie was made, yeah.
The grandmother, the crazy short lady, she's dead too? Everybody's dead. All right, Mike in Huntington Beach on 97.1 Free FM.
Yeah, a little movie by M. Night Shyamalan, which is my favorite of his, called Signs.
What is that about?
That's with Mel Gibson and Joaquin Phoenix. It's the one where they have that farm in the middle of the field, and first they see the crop circles, and then they gradually, throughout the movie, see little bits of aliens here and there, and then there's one super freaky part where it's happening all over the place, and Joaquin Phoenix is watching the news, and they break in.
What's his name again?
Joaquin Phoenix. He was the guy
who was
in Gladiator.
Right. Like Joaquin, like the guy used to pitch Joaquin Andujar?
I don't know how to say his first name.
Oh, okay. All right. Joaquin.
Joaquin, that's it. That's right. How you say it. And, yeah, he's watching the news report. And
I actually prefer the other pronunciation.
Joaquin?
Joaquin, yeah. Hey, you need a ride? Nah, I'm Joaquin, man.
There you go. There you go.
I like that better.
Yeah, if you haven't seen Signs, man,
you know,
check
I think
it out.
I remember the poster. It was SIGNS, and the G was in crop circles.
Exactly.
Yeah, I remember seeing, but I didn't think it was that great. But it really flipped you out, huh?
Oh yeah, I thought it was better than Sixth Sense, and everybody goes crazy for that one that M. Night did. I mean, Signs is actually the first one I've seen of his, and you know, it's just.
Were you high when you saw it?
No, I saw it in the theater, and I didn't know what to expect from it, because it was the first M. Night movie I saw, but, you know, I think he's like today's Hitchcock, kind of like what John Carpenter is. I think their movies they have a subtle way of making it eerie that just, I think, really works, you know?
All right, Bubba, we thank you for calling. Also, Halloween was a movie that flipped me out a little, and, you know, all those, like, movies in the 70s. They're cheap movies. They look cheap, but they, for some reason, man, there's something about it. There's something about the way they made them just flipped you out. Maybe it's the music, yeah. All right, we're going to take a break here. Folks, the movies that flipped you out when you were a kid, man, can't see them anymore. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM.